Forgiveness. That's another facet of love. If we don't have love enough to forgive, then we don't have love, because forgiveness is love. It has been wisely said that forgiveness is the fragrance the flower sheds on the heel that crushed it. If ever a man truly forgave another man, it was Thomas Edison, the inventor of the electric light bulb. At one point in his experiments, he had at last produced the perfect bulb, the final result of hundreds and hundreds of painstaking trials. It was the first electric light bulb that had ever been made, and Edison was full of pride and delight. He had been dreaming of this moment for years. "Take it upstairs, Jimmy," he said, handing it to his young assistant, Jimmy Price. But a few moments later, there was a sudden crash, and Edison turned to see his precious bulb lying in fragments on the floor. Jimmy had let it slip through his fingers. Edison said nothing. What his thoughts were can be imagined. But he calmly went back to his workbench and set to work once more to make another bulb. It was days before at last this second bulb was ready. At last it lay on the bench before its maker, fully completed. Then Edison did a very big thing as a sign that he had forgiven his apprentice for breaking the first bulb. With a smile and a twinkle in his eye, he handed the new bulb to Jimmy. "Careful now, Jimmy," he said. He was giving the boy another chance. Jimmy did not break that bulb. And so we have them in their millions in the world today. Well, let's think a little bit more about forgiveness, shall we? You know, a wise man once said, "He that cannot forgive others breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass." For all of us have need to be forgiven. And also, when a deep injury is done to us, we never recover until we forgive. Justice has no forgiveness or mercy. Justice just decides if a thing is right or wrong, and that's it. But love and mercy, even though they know that someone has done wrong, they forgive. Well, I'm reminded of a story on this subject told of the Emperor Napoleon. One time, a mother came to him, desperately pleading that he would pardon her son. But the Emperor sternly replied that it was the man's second offense, and justice demanded his death. "But, sir, I don't ask for justice," said the mother. "I plead for mercy."
"But," said the Emperor, "he does not deserve mercy."
"Sir," cried the mother, "it would not be mercy if he deserved it. But mercy is what I beg of you."
"Very well, then," said the emperor. "I will have mercy."
And her son was saved. Well, let's face it, we all have occasions in which we need to and can forgive others. Whether it be our wife, husband, children, friends, employees, everyone makes mistakes and sometimes does or says rash and unloving things for which they need to be forgiven. Well, let's pause a moment and listen to a very touching song about forgiveness, in which a woman who has left her lover for another returns to him and is mercifully received and forgiven.